Rhea. When he arrived on Mount Othrys, Kronos found his sister Rhea waiting for him. The sight of her darkly handsome brother, a huge sickle dripping blood in his hand, thrilled her to the point of internal explosion. His authority was established. None of his brother or sister Titans, the females of the race can be called Titanesses or Titanides, dared question him. His father was powerless, and Gaia, who found she could take no joy in the violent overthrow she had set in motion, withdrew into her realm and into a more passive existence. She never lost her strength, authority, or high status as Mother Earth and ancestress of all, but she no longer ventured forth to interact or conjoin. Kronos was the master now. After a great feast, in which his achievement in unmanning and unseating Uranos was roaringly and most unmusically sung, Kronos turned to the blushing, trembling Rhea and pulled her aside to make love to her. Rhea's joy was complete. She had played her part in helping the brother she adored achieve mastery of all creation, and now they were united. More than that, in the fullness of time, she began to feel a child moving inside her. A baby girl, she felt sure. Her happiness was unclouded. Kronos, on the other hand, his already dour disposition was darkened by something else. The words of his father Uranos began to echo in his head.
Your own children will overthrow you as you overthrew me.
Over the coming weeks and months, Kronos watched with sullen foreboding as Rhea's belly filled and swelled.
Your own children. Your own children.
When the day came for her confinement, Rhea laid herself down in a cleft in the mountain, the same recess in the rocks, in fact, where Gaia had concealed the scythe and Kronos had hidden. Here she gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, whom she named Hestia. The name was hardly out of Rhea's mouth before Kronos stepped forward, snatched the child from her arms, and swallowed it whole. He turned and departed without so much as a hiccup, leaving Rhea white with shock.